from Quality Radio Productions. It's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. We'll open the hour with music of guitarist and keyboardist David Sanchez. A native of New Jersey, David was a founding member of Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. He collaborated with Bruce on his first three albums, for which he would later be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In 1974, David left E Street to form the fusion band Tone, whom we'll hear from in a moment. He is also an in-demand session musician. He's worked with the likes of Stanley Clark, Narada Michael Walden, Eric Clapton, and Sting, among many others. We'll turn to the Tone album Transformation, Speed of Love, first issued on Epic Records in 1976, reissued on CD thanks to the Wounded Bird label. Tone was a trio: David Sanchez on guitars and keyboards, Gerald Carboy, bass and wind chimes, and Ernest Carter, drums and percussion. This piece took up all of the B-side of the original LP. It's a musical suite of sorts, exploring various musical moods and ideas as the piece evolves. It's the title track, Transformation, Speed of Love. Thank you.
We'll be right back.
the awesome 18-minute jazz rock epic, Transformation, Speed of Love. From the album of the same name, from David Sanchez and Tone, released in 1976. We will continue on in a jazz rock fusion vein, and will remain in the year 1976. And we'll begin this set with a band from Norway called Vanessa. But yet they don't have anyone in that group by that name. This is from their LP, Black and White, an album which, as of this recording, has never made it to CD or digital reissue. Vanessa was Sven Undset, flute, sax, clarinet, and guitar, Frod Holm, piano and keyboards, Harald Salater, bass, and Torsten Dulsrud, drums. This is Summer Poem. We began that set with the Norwegian fusion band Vanessa, Summer Poem, from the LP Black and White, issued on Compendium Records out of Norway in 1976. And lastly, heading back to the States for Return to Forever, and a track from the final album to feature the classic quartet that was RTF in the mid-70s, Chick Corea on piano and keyboards, Al DiMeola guitar, Stanley Clark bass, and Lenny White on drums. The album The Romantic Warrior issued on Columbia in 1976. The band decided to call it quits after this album's release as they wanted to end things on a high note, and this album was indeed a huge success. The album, deeply rooted in medieval folklore and sorcery. In fact, the track we heard was titled Sorceress. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you'd like to get in touch with the program, you can do so by email. Our address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And please visit our blog and website, where you can find much more info about the show, including detailed program playlists and also streaming audio of complete episodes. qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for Jazz Progressions program number 1916. Well, as the previous two sets have consisted of jazz rock fusion from the year 1976, I thought we might as well complete the hour with still more classic fusion from 1976. And we'll begin this final set with another Scandinavian group, this time from Sweden, the band Lotus, and a track from their second album, Vera och Flera, reissued on CD on the Duck Your Music label, with Anders Chico Lindvall on guitar, Claes Eriksson keyboards, Lerker Algolander bass, and Häkon Nyberg on drums. This is the opening track, Dancehall Frenzy, or in Swedish, Baldakinens Skrak. Thank you. We began that set with the Swedish band Lotus, Baldakinen's Skrak, or Dancehall Frenzy, from the album Vera o Flera. And lastly, the predominantly Italian group Nova. I say predominantly Italian because they also had some rather well-known English and American musicians helping out. Check out this lineup. Elio Diana, flute and sax. Corrado Rustici, guitar and vocals. Renato Rossette, keyboards. Percy Jones, bass, Narada Michael Walden, drums, and Phil Collins on percussion. When you have half of Brand X as part of your band, you really can't go wrong, can you? We heard the title track from Nova's 1976 album, Vimana. And that does it for this hour of the program. I sincerely hope you enjoyed our little time capsule, looking back at the year in fusion that was 1976. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I sincerely hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you'd like to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and our website, qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again when you can for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.